Imagine owning a piece of a 50-story commercial skyscraper right in the heart of a major city.
Right, the ultimate passive income dream.
Exactly. You've got this direct economic stake, you're generating income every single month, but you don't have to, negotiate a massive commercial loan.
And no panicked phone calls at 2 in the morning about a flooded lobby.
Yes, none of that. But now imagine losing your entire investment in that skyscraper, not because the building burned down or the market crashed, but because someone forgot to update a single line of code on a server.
Ouch. Yeah, that is the paradox we're really digging into today.
It's wild. So welcome to today's deep dive. We are tearing apart the promise of tokenized real estate.
It's a fascinating space, but definitely misunderstood.
Highly misunderstood. So we're pulling our sources today from a really detailed framework published on the Gamma blog. Specifically, it's a piece titled Due Diligence in Tokenized Property Investing: What Smart Investors Check First.
Which is such a necessary read right now.
It really is. Our mission for this deep dive is basically to strip away all that marketing hype around fractional digital ownership. We want to look at the actual mechanics.
Because it's not magic.
Right. We're mapping out exactly how a string of code legally connects to physical dirt and, what you actually need to check before you commit your capital.
And I think the foundational rule we have to establish right out of the gate is that digital accessibility does not neutralize real-world risk.
Say that again because people miss that.
Digital accessibility does not neutralize real-world risk. I mean, enthusiasm for this frictionless blockchain tech, it has to be balanced with careful evaluation.
Yeah, traditional investment discipline still matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The asset might be wrapped in this slick, modern digital token, but beneath that code is a complex physical financial instrument. The rules of gravity still apply.
They absolutely do. And the Gamma blog frames this whole evaluation process as a sort of two-front war.
That's a great way to put it.
Because in traditional real estate, due diligence is something we all kind of understand. You run a title search, you get a structural inspection, you look at the neighborhood comps.
Right. You evaluate the financial performance and the physical condition, and you have the luxury of physical verification.
Meaning you can actually go there.
Yeah. You can walk the property line, you can inspect the foundation, literally knock on doors to verify the occupancy.
But tokenization completely fractures that process. The source emphasizes that your evaluation now has to extend way beyond the physical asset. You have to evaluate the legal structure and the digital platform itself.
Which is a huge shift for traditional investors.
It's like buying a vintage car online.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Right, because it doesn't matter if the engine is completely pristine, if the website processing your payment is totally unsecure,
Right.
or if the digital title transfer won't even be legally recognized by the DMV.
Exactly. The remote nature of tokenized investing creates this unique vulnerability.
Because you're just clicking buttons on a screen.
Right. You are geographically removed from the physical asset and structurally removed from the developers. So you become entirely reliant on this digital ecosystem to intermediate your relationship with the building.
And if you only focus on that convenience,
you blind yourself to the risks. If you're just marveling at the fact that you can buy commercial real estate while sitting on your couch, you might totally misunderstand the governance structure.
Or not even know what your legal rights are.
Precisely. The abstraction of the token can mask the reality of the physical dirt.
But the physical dirt is where the value actually lives.
Oh.
I mean, a perfectly coded token on a highly secure network is worthless if it represents a crumbling warehouse in a ghost town.
It's just a highly secure digital receipt for a bad investment at that point.
Exactly. A shiny token doesn't fix a bad building. Which brings us to the first real phase of due diligence: the brick-and-mortar reality.
Because tokenization doesn't change real estate fundamentals. It just changes how you participate in them.
So the Gamma framework breaks this down into hard metrics, starting with location and demand. You're looking for strong economic regions, growing populations.
Because those demographic trends dictate your yield. A growing population creates a structural floor for rental demand.
Which means stable cash flow.
Right. That consistent demand is the engine for predictable cash flow and long-term appreciation. If you buy a token for a newly renovated building, but it's in a city hemorrhaging jobs,
it's going to be empty.
Yeah, it will suffer from high vacancy rates and declining rents, no matter how elegant the smart contract is.
You also have to look at the condition of the property. Is it newly developed, or is it just carrying decades of deferred maintenance?
Which eats into your returns.
Right, you need to review expected rental yields, operating expenses, potential appreciation. But I want to push back on this for a second on behalf of the listener.
Sure, for it.
If I'm only putting in, say, $50 for a tiny fraction of a percent of a property, do I really need to care if the building needs a new HVAC system next year?
You absolutely do.
But it's just $50.
Right, but you have to look at the why here. Operating expenses and maintenance eat directly into the financial projections and your rental yields.
Even if I only own 1%.
Exactly. Because the math of real estate doesn't scale down just because your ownership stake does. If a boiler blows up in the middle of winter, a smart contract can't call a plumber.
That is such a good point. The code can't fix a pipe.
No, it can't. The money for that emergency repair comes from the property's operating budget, which is funded by the rental income. So before any yield ever reaches the smart contract to hit your digital wallet, the human property managers have to deduct those costs.
So my yield is not guaranteed by the code at all?
Not even a little bit. It is entirely dependent on off-chain human management.
Wow. So if a massive roof repair wipes out the profit margin for a whole quarter, my tiny fractional token suffers the exact same proportional loss as the guy who owns 50%.
It's exactly. The digital format offers zero insulation from physical depreciation. That's why smart investors interrogate the financial projections. You have to ask, are these operating expenses realistic for a building of this age?
Okay, so the token's performance is completely tied to the physical reality. But let's say we find a perfect property. It's in a booming city, just renovated, blue chip tenants locked in for 10 years.
A bulletproof physical asset.
Bulletproof. So we're good to go, right?
Unfortunately, no. A bulletproof building is only half the battle.
Oh, come on.
I know, but a phenomenal building can still be a terrible investment if the legal structure shuts you out of the profits.
Ah, right. The Gamma piece calls this out too. We have to unpack the legal plumbing.
This is where people get really tripped up. Digital participation usually happens through a legal entity that actually owns the property.
Like an LLC.
Exactly. An LLC or a special purpose vehicle, an SPV. Your token represents a unit of participation in that specific entity.
Not direct ownership of the bricks.
Correct. Your name is not on the deed filed with the county clerk.
So it's essentially like buying a concert ticket.
How do you mean?
Well, you can't just look at the venue name on the ticket and assume you're getting the exact same experience as everyone else.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Right. You have to read the fine print. Did you buy a VIP pass with backstage access? Or did you buy an obstructed view seat behind a concrete pillar?
That's a perfect way to visualize it. Both tickets get you into the same building, but the rights attached to that barcode dictate your actual experience.
Exactly. So what rights do these digital units actually provide?
It varies wildly. You have to dissect the governance documents. Does your token give you a share of the ongoing rental income? Or is it structured purely for long-term capital appreciation?
Meaning I don't see a dime until they sell the building 10 years from now.
Exactly. And who manages the property? Who makes the strategic decisions? If a developer offers to buy the building at a premium, do token holders get to vote? Or does a centralized manager just decide for everyone?
So you essentially have to ask yourself, are you a silent partner or are you just a passenger along for the ride?
Exactly. And the only way to know is by reading the offering memorandums and investor agreements.
Which sounds incredibly boring.
It is tedious, I won't lie. But the Gamma blog stresses this is an absolute necessity. It's the only place the actual rules of the game are written down.
Because a slick marketing website can promise you steady yields all day long.
But the smart contract can only execute what the off-chain legal agreement actually dictates.
That makes total sense. Transparent governance processes reduce that uncertainty.
Right. They build investor confidence.
Yeah.
Understanding this legal plumbing is the only way to ensure your token translates into real economic exposure.
Okay, so we've got a great building and we've verified our legal claim. We're done now, right?
Almost. There's one more layer.
A digital middleman.
Yes. The platform executing the transactions and holding your data.
Right. The source talks about platform transparency. It's what we could call the digital landlord.
And this platform plays a massive role. The sources actually point to the OSL Gamma investment platform as an example of the kind of ecosystem facilitating these deals.
So what are we evaluating here?
A few things. First is reporting. Transparent platforms provide really detailed property info and frequent reports on rental income, expenses, and asset valuation.
Because things change. Taxes go up, tenants move out.
Exactly. How does the platform reflect those real-time off-chain changes on your digital dashboard? If they're only updating the operating budget once a year, you are effectively flying blind for 11 months.
Which totally defeats the purpose of having a liquid digital asset. You can't price it accurately if you want to sell.
Exactly. You need that continuous visibility.
The source also emphasizes the tech infrastructure itself, which, if you think about it, is kind of terrifying.
It's a totally different risk profile.
Yeah. It's one thing to trust a platform with your email address to buy some shoes, but trusting a tech startup to maintain the absolute sole digital record of your property ownership.
That requires a completely different level of scrutiny.
Definitely. Do they have reliable digital systems? How is investor data protected? If their servers crash, how do I prove I own anything?
Right. You have to look for institutional-grade cybersecurity. And finally, you have to look at their operational support.
How they handle questions.
Yeah. Do they offer clear documentation? Are they responsive? If you find a weird fee in legal docs and email them, do they take 2 weeks to send a generic reply?
Because if they do, how are they going to handle a real crisis?
Exactly. Assessing platform transparency is really the ultimate filter. It's how you distinguish between credible, professional, tokenized real estate opportunities and the ones that are just flashy digital illusions.
So bringing this all together, tokenized real estate is clearly not a shortcut.
Not at all.
It's just a modern extension of the exact same research investors have always done. Even if you're a beginner, you can do this by reviewing the property info, reading the legal docs, and critically evaluating the platform.
The tech makes participation easier, but the fundamental discipline remains exactly the same.
The rules of the game haven't changed?
They really haven't. Which actually raises a really interesting question for you to consider as you explore this space.
Oh, what's that?
Well, if the fundamental rules of the game haven't actually changed, is the true revolution of tokenized real estate the technology itself? Or is it simply the radical shift in who is finally allowed to play the game?
That is a fascinating point to end on. A whole new demographic getting access to the commercial real estate game.
Precisely.
Well, that gives us a lot to mull over. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you on the next one.